With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They're back. Lawmakers have returned to Capitol Hill, where the 119th Congress, both houses led by the GOP, will convene shortly. SRN News correspondent Bob Agnew is there.
The lines are long and security tight here on the Hill as the new Congress greets the new year, with expectations President-elect Donald Trump will be wielding greater influence than he did during his first term. Both chambers set to begin their sessions at noon Eastern time, a mere formality in the Senate as majority Republicans have already selected their party leader, South Dakota Senator John Thune. Not so in the House, where their slim majority may force Republicans to hold more than one vote to decide whether Mike Johnson will continue as Speaker. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Life is slowly getting back to normal in New Orleans in the aftermath of the terror attack that killed 14 people. Bourbon Street is reopened following a public memorial service for the victims.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. An 18-year-old, Nikira Didu, who had dreamed of becoming a nurse. 27-year-old Tiger Besh, who'd played college football at Princeton. And Reggie Hunter, the father of two boys, among the 14 victims. A blood drive was held in their honor.
So we're asking people to come out and donate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new caravan of migrants has started marching north toward the U.S. border from southern Mexico. Started out yesterday near the border with Guatemala. Most of the migrants said to be from Venezuela, others from Peru, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Ecuador. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 203 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Florida.
Officials in Daytona Beach have repealed an ordinance that was making it impossible for a local church to feed the homeless. The Seventh-day Baptist Church had filed a lawsuit against the statute, which changed local zoning rules and would have forced the congregation's food pantry to shut down. First Liberty Institute represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement congratulating the city, saying, quote, "The church is thrilled to be able to continue helping those in need." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump is warning Hamas to release its Israeli hostages. Mr. Trump says a terrorist group had better set free the people it seized during the 2023 raid on Israel by the time he is sworn into office January 20th, or else. At least 250 Israelis were taken hostage by Hamas during the attack, and roughly 100 are apparently still being held in Gaza or elsewhere. President Trump has vowed to try and bring the war between Israel and Hamas to an end. This is SRN News. State of Tennessee has revised a manual detailing procedures for the execution of death row inmates. Apparently, the manual will remain under wraps.
Tennessee correction official Kayla Hackney denied a public records request from the Associated Press, citing a state law protecting the identities of the executioner and other people involved. However, the law says confidential information should be redacted, and the fact that a record contains confidential information is not a reason to deny access to it. The decision mirrors efforts across the U.S. to suppress public access surrounding executions. John Scott reporting.
A year after a door panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX jetliner in flight, the nation's aviation regulator says the company needs to change its culture and put safety above profits. FAA Chief Mike Whitaker made the remark in an online post today. More details, SRNNews.com.